minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama home mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. A significant Gulf storm system will be drenching parts of Alabama through tonight and tomorrow. Brush showers and a few thunderstorms become likely tonight and tomorrow. High temperature tomorrow in the upper 60s. The risk of showers will start to diminish on Friday night. Then it turns much colder Saturday behind the front. In fact, Saturday's high around 51 will seem much colder because of the wind, and we're down to freezing on Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Yeah. You know, And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Something to get sure every time we hear it. The question, who is George Carlin and the owners? News Talk, I think I did it right. News Talk 93.1 of NWACV. It's Happy Hour. It's Greg, Rosie, and the much beloved and glorious.
And here they are.
Oh, Jeff. Please clap.
How are you, sir?
Okay. How about you? How was your trip?
Trip was fantastic.
Good.
It was great. Could not help but mark the difference in a year, because last year we all were totally going through the motions. We were still in shock with Janelle's marriage ending, and this year she's doing really well. Yeah. It was a good time.
We knew she would.
And at this point, I think she's dealt with it better than I did.
She's a lot stronger than you think she is.
You are correct, sir, and I tend to underestimate that.
Mm-hmm. Just human nature.
She comes from good stock.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom is an extraordinary woman.
So was her dad.
The
extraordinary man.
The topics du jour. By the way, the Dow finished up 330 points. It's almost at 29,000.
Unreal.
That recession that the media tried to sell us.
That bad old Trump. Bad Trump.
Oh, orange man bad. Mm-hmm. Can't have that.
No.
But just before we ended the morning show today, we started getting texts and messages from people who had heard that Mark Montiel passed away. And it was like,
wow.
I want to make sure this is true before we go on the air with it. And mm-hmm. sure enough, that turned out to be true, and you just flooded with thoughts when something like that happens. But one of the first thoughts I had was, I was really happy that JT and Leanne, when they were filling in the Monday before Christmas, had Mark come by. We're going to play a little bit of that, but joining us now on the phone are JT and Leanne, who were very close to Mark. And I'm sorry, guys, what a lousy way to start the year.
It really is it was just a shock to hear the news. It's just really sad.
You know, we, like you said, Greg had invited Mark to be on the show the Monday before Christmas, and I don't know, I just felt like he would be the perfect guest. He was a longtime friend. He had been a mentor to us for a long time in the broadcast industry. He had been my personal attorney and done some work for our family as well. And
mine too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, I'm looking at Facebook here this afternoon, and so many people are recounting memories of Mark, not only as a professional, but in that same capacity, a friend and a mentor as well. So I am so thankful that we had that opportunity to take that picture in the studio mm-hmm. together and to talk about not only his family and his career and what was going on with him these days, but also, maybe most importantly, his faith. Yeah. In Jesus. And, you know, Mark had for years been one of the most vocal people on Facebook.
No.
Promoting
what?
not only the good and bad in Montgomery, but also his faith.
Yes,
and I
absolutely.
Think that that is something that we can all find a little bit of comfort in this afternoon, is that we know that he's in a better place
and
today.
Rosie, your text today was perfect timing, and God always has perfect timing. We will see him again.
That's
and
absolutely.
that kind of mm-hmm. just helps you know, with the shock. My heart just breaks for his family, his kids,
only
his grandkids,
62.
His doggies, you know. It's just heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
It is. On the other hand, does it not give you the chills that Mark did come back to a studio where he held reign for a number of years, was able to have a conversation with the boss, and let the listeners of News Talk hear him again? That alone just gives me the chills, but I'm so glad that happened.
Me too. You know, I told JT this morning, I said, I'm so glad God put it on your heart to reach out to him.
Yes.
To have him be on the show. You know, we could have had so many people come in and sit down and talk to us, but, you know, he was one of the first people that JT reached out to and said, hey, come sit with us. And of course, he was so excited, and it was so good to see him, you know. It was very hard this morning, and it still is hard to just imagine that he's just gone. But we're never promised tomorrow.
That really is so true. And Greg, I know you're going to play back a little bit of the show that yes. he did with us last Monday, but I would invite anybody that either knew Mark or would like to know more about who Mark was to check out his Facebook page. This was posted yesterday at 6:47 in the morning. He's talking about 2020.
Yes.
And the new decade, and his family, and his grandkids, and about God's plan, and about how it doesn't always work out to what we think is perfect timing,
wow.
and that the Lord does work in mysterious ways, but that, you know, that is the path that Mark chose for his life, and he encouraged everybody that he came into contact with, whether he was ratting you out, if you were with the city of Montgomery doing something he didn't like or not, one thing in common is that he cared about people and had an awesome heart. And, you know, the last line of this text says, Happy New Year, enjoy your football, greens, black-eyed peas, and love completely while you can. And I think that that's the most important thing. Just love those people around you and embrace family and friends, because you just don't know sometimes when they're not going to be here any longer.
It's, yeah, that was, as this was sinking in today, that was my thought, that nobody's promised tomorrow, or for that matter, even the rest of today.
You got that right.
Oh. That's right.
On a skill level, I must share, and JT, you referenced it, because when Mark went after a situation, a someone, or singling out corruption, I heard him interview people. He was tough.
He was a bulldog, man. He was.
He
was good.
I would listen to him at times and think, man, I'm glad it's not my butt in the chair right now.
Amen to that.
You know what he did, which is kind of unique? He was able to bring the skill of cross-examination from his legal experience to the radio.
That's right.
And he was going to achieve not necessarily a guilty or not guilty, but he was going to get an answer. And would drive the conversation in that direction. And that's a skill I certainly don't have. He could be tough, but that's what made him stand onto the radio.
A while back, of course, he worked right across the hall from us when we were doing a morning show and he was doing a morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt so bad for the mayor when he left Mark's studio, because I thought to myself,
the mayor was holding his butt in his hands, trust
Todd
me.
Strange likes us, and he's never going to come in this building again and be on our show.
But you know what? He did come back. You know, the thing is, yes, he never did it with a disrespectful tone.
No.
That's right.
But, yeah, he was straight to the point, Mr. Straight mm-hmm. to the point. But, you know, off the air, so nice to me. I had a situation, believe it or not, my name is it spelled currently, B-U-D-E-L-L. I had just morphed it to that over the years, my Florida driver's license, everything else. And then after 9/11, they changed a lot of the laws. So when I went to get my Alabama driver's license, they said, we need your birth certificate. We need to see that your name was legally changed, because after all, I do fit the profile of a terrorist.
Sure you do, yeah.
And the whole bureaucracy was so overwhelming. So I caught Mark after he had finished his show here, and I said, is this something you can help me with? Don't worry about it. And, like, within a week, he had mm-hmm. all the paperwork to sign, ready, went to court, done. And now I have my Alabama driver's license, and I will think of him every time I use it, because I don't want to say I'm a scofflaw, but I waited until the Florida license was expiring to get my Alabama license.
Mm-hmm. Of course you did, like everybody.
Because I'm so busy, you know. I just have so many important things to do. Stop that thing. Well, again, I'm very sorry for your loss. It's one that we all feel today. And, you know, the message in this passing of Mark Montiel is don't sweat the small stuff. Big picture, enjoy today and enjoy it for all it's worth. His postings really take on an additional meaning when you look at them today, because I did visit his page.
They really do. And Mark was, you and I talked about this off the air, Greg, he was 62 years old.
Young.
I mean,
years young.
So young, mm-hmm. exactly. And, you know, no warning on this whatsoever. So, like you said, just take every day. Here we are. We're starting a brand new year, a brand new decade. Make it count, man.
Get your affairs in order. Love your children. Love your family. And forgive.
That's
you
right.
Know, and love.
Well said.
Yes.
Beautiful. And may I promote the fact that you will be joining us a week from tomorrow?
Yes, yes. We're, my goodness, it did take two of us to fill your shoes, let me tell you. Afternoon drive is tough, especially for us morning people. So we needed a little bit of time to recoup, and we will definitely be enjoying happy hour with you next Friday.
Hey, real quickly, before I let you go, Greg, sure. I got to tell you, I'm being completely honest here. Leanne and I have been on the radio for a long, long, long time in this market, and I have never had people reach out to me on Facebook and stop me at the bank and the grocery store and everywhere in between and say, wow, we heard you guys filling in for Greg last week. I mean, this radio station right here has got a loyal following. It's got a big audience.
And it's because of you,
and
Greg.
And you do a great job. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. Just wanted to pass that along because I was shocked at
just
the
man.
Feedback we got.
I have to add one other thing, and I appreciate those great compliments, but I told you when I first suggested, hey, I think you guys would do a great job doing talk in the afternoon because you are so up on everything. There's not a topic that comes up with you guys in private conversation you don't have something on, which is basically what made you such a great morning team. You always know enough about something to have a comment.
To be dangerous.
Yeah, there you go. So I knew you would knock it out of the park, and you did, and I'm very grateful because it allowed me to have some real quality time with my goose.
I'm so glad.
Me too. Welcome back, and we appreciate
don't
you having us on
today. Don't go on vacation
today.
Again.
That's right.
That's what the boss said. Actually, you know what the boss did tell me, and I'm not trying to say this in light of what we've been discussing this afternoon, but he called me a few days back, and he said, Greg, and I'm being totally serious when I tell you this, I want you to quit smoking. Mm. I want you to quit smoking. We don't want to lose you.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I have not been able to shake that out of my head, so
it's the hardest thing I ever did, but I put him down cold turkey.
Everybody I know that successfully quit has done it that way. Not
yep.
The only way the patch works is if you put it over your lips and you can't get a cigarette.
Exactly. Yeah, you just got to get your mind right, pray about it every day, and don't think I don't struggle every day. But it is, you just have to get your mind right and you have to want to do it.
I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on it. So, and I mean it this time.
I'm going to nag you. I got your phone number. I'm going to nag you. I'm going to ask you when that last pack's going in the trash.
I appreciate that, and you're welcome to nag away. Help me out and keep me motivated. Guys, again, thank you for joining us to share your thoughts on Mark Montiel, and thanks again for being part of Happy Hour while I was away. You did a fantastic job.
Thank you so much,
Greg. Thanks, Greg. We'll talk to you soon,
my
friend.
See you next week.
I love those two.
They were so much fun last week.
You know, for a period of time there, I used to work with somebody here that... Well, you know, the bit that's frozen in time about the straw.
Yes.
The straw on the shelf. I do want to play a little segment of Mark Montiel's visit with JT and Leanne.
I'm sorry.
And also take a moment to extend my condolences to all of Mark's family and friends and to express the shock we're all feeling. And the gift in this for all of us is to embrace today. This is who?
Chaplain John DeVoe.
He'll have to wait a minute because we have a break here at 3:21. Our friends at Lewis Lawn invite you to start off 2020 with a new mower. I'm bringing mine in. I bought a Toro self-propel from them a couple of years back, and it works like a champ. I get the blade sharpened every year. And my weeds are just doing magnificently well. Anybody else having that this year, those cluster weeds?
Yes.
They're about 8 inches tall. And the clover, whatever that is, the grass is sitting there where it's supposed to be at this time of the year, but the rest of it's growing. So I got to get it over there. I got to figure out a way to get a lawnmower into a Nissan Rogue. I haven't figured that out yet.
It'll fit.
The service department there can handle anything. In fact, if you have tools that haven't worked and they're just sitting there, don't you ever wonder why you don't get them fixed? The place to take them is Lewis Lawn. Anything you buy there, mowers, blowers, pressure washers, all the great brand names like Toro, Echo, Shindawa, Exmark, and more, your warranty card means something because you bring it to Lewis Lawn when it needs service. Or in one instance, when I bought an edger and didn't ask how it works, how to use it properly, and ended up with about 50 yards of green plastic tape on my lawn. They will help you. They will help you. 244-9191 is their number. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass near Walter Craig. Double the showroom capacity in 2019. Congratulations to them for that. And they're open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 8282 when applying. Avant.com, code 8282. That's Avant.com, code 8282.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A lot of you heard the song at midnight, Tuesday night. Here it is explained.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? What the hell does this song mean? We sing it each and every year, but to us it don't mean beans. So why do we religiously sing it at New Year's affairs? Ain't no big thing by the time we sing. We're all too drunk to care.
That was a risky click of the afternoon. I hadn't played that in a long time. It just occurred to me, do we have that in the system? Well, we don't have the actual song, but we had the explanation. It is 3:25, and this is Chaplain John DeVoe.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
I'm good. What can we do for you, John?
Listen, peace and blessings to you and the entire listening audience. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
My condolences to the family of Mark Montiel. I was surprised to hear that Mark had passed away. I've been listening to him for a long time, you know, when he was on the radio. And, you know, that's how we knew one another, you know, through his radio show. Mark said when he was on the radio that people used to tell his wife, how did it feel to be married to the most hated man in Montgomery?
That's a bold statement.
That's a bold statement. But
there's a lot of people that hate me, you know, and, well, that's their choice.
That's true. You can always turn the dial.
But nobody's ever gone up to Mrs. Rutabaga at Costco and said, why are you married to the most hated man in Montgomery?
True.
But my uncle, I never developed, they said smoking is a habit, and I never developed a habit of smoking. But my uncle used to smoke, and he said he just decided one day that he didn't want to smoke anymore. And that he wanted to quit. And he said when he was, you know, breaking himself from the habit of smoking,
uh-huh.
he whenever he would get that craving for or that taste, I guess when you smoke, you have a taste in your mouth for a cigarette or whatever. Uh-huh. And so he said whenever he get that taste for a cigarette, then he would eat candy instead.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Until he broke himself, you know, from the habit of smoking. But he said just decided one day he didn't want to smoke anymore.
It's the only way to do it, cold turkey.
Well, listen, y'all have a blessed day and a happy new year to you. Peace and blessings. My sincere suggestions.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
3:27. When we come back from the bottom of the hour break, I did not hear it because I was in Florida, but Jay Scott was kind enough to upload some of the audio from Mark Montiel's visit with JT and Leanne. So we will play that when we come back from the break. And again, deepest condolences to Mark's family and all of his friends. I have heard from so many people today who are just and justifiably stunned. 62 is not old.
Yeah.
I didn't know him. I don't even remember ever hearing him. So I don't know him.
I heard him when he and Dan used to have a show together.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I knew him.
I was on live downstairs at Q, so I used to see those guys all the time. And sometimes Mark would come by the studio and say, how about if you go up there and talk to the audience about whatever was going on, and I'll sit here and play some Stones.
There you go.
Yeah, I had never met him until last week, so last week was my first encounter with him. That's why when I heard that this morning, I was like, oh, my gosh. And I took a picture of JT and Leanne, you know, but he talked a lot about his journey and how, you know, when he recognized that he needed help, he went and got it. He got a life coach and talked about his faith. And, I mean, it was just, you know, I was so glad that he had shared that.
Yeah, he opened up to you.
Well, he did a little bit. He talked to us more off the air than he did on, but he did talk about those things and how important it was, you know, to share your journey with people.
Absolutely.
To tell your story.
One Absolutely. Time I was southbound. I remember exactly where I was. I was southbound on Eastern Boulevard getting ready to turn left on Vaughan Road. My phone rang, and I saw his name. And I had no idea why he might be calling, because sometimes you wonder.
Sure, yeah.
And he said, hey, I was just looking at my phone book, and I saw your name, and I just wanted to call and tell you how glad I am to be your friend.
Really?
That was it.
That's stunning.
We didn't talk, didn't have much time, but we didn't get to talk for long. But he just did that as a spontaneous gesture. I've never forgotten that.
Those are the best calls.
They are.
Wow.
And maybe that's something everybody should do once today.
Yes.
Find somebody in your cell phone book that you love or care about or is a friend and you know that you haven't talked to in a while, and just call them and say hello. I was thinking about you. And do that. That's a great way to honor the memory of Mark Montiel. It is 3:30. We got our first look at the roads. Rich will update the forecast. I will, in my official capacity as digital rain gauge boy first class, take a look at the Live and Fear Doppler and give you a read on that after Terry and I come back from
checking traffic.
Yeah. That.
Afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have light to moderate traffic around the city at this time and only a few really congested places. Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway out to about East Chase. Also East Boulevard right around I-85, Carmichael and Woodmere. Troy Highway in the East-South Boulevard. Fairview Avenue pretty busy at this time. And a few cars on the Atlanta Highway at the lights backing up. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown. We have no problems at the interchange right now. And we have no accidents reported to us at this time. Keep it right here. We're going to keep you updated on traffic throughout the afternoon. Want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call John Beckingham at Trenum State, 420-4333, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. We're getting ready for a brand new year.
Yes, we are, Bubba, and that's what we're looking forward to. We're going to go out to market January and buy new gifts, new items, new things for Tucker Pecan, and we're going to try to spice it up a little bit, have different items, more items, and even better gifts that you will find at Tucker Pecan at great competitive pricing, as always. And the candies, well, they're always going to be made fresh at Tucker Pecan Company. They're going to be made fresh daily, and we're going to try to come up with some new candies. New ideas, things will make us stand apart from anybody else in the River Region or surrounding areas.
Get ready for some fresh candies from Tucker Pecan.
We're going to start back making the truffles. Those things are the best thing you have ever tried, from the red velvet truffle to the cookie and the cream. All the great items at Tucker Pecan, and we will make them for you fresh.
Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Lowe's has the supplies pros like you use most every day, and the quantities needed for any size job, and it's savings you can count on. Like 20% off PVC pipe when you buy 10 or more. Plus, shop our bath savings event and save up to 40% off select bath essentials, including vanities, faucets, toilets, and more. Save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com and picking up in store at the Pro Desk. Whatever you need for this job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 1-5, U.S. only.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Eskew from Alabama News Network. A well-known attorney and radio show host has died. Rick Hendrick, operations manager at WLWI, confirmed that Mark Montiel passed away. Montiel worked as a private practice attorney since 1985. He served as a Montgomery County Circuit Judge from 1989 to 1991 before being appointed to the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals. Montiel also ran for Attorney General as a Republican in 2006. Most recently, Montiel hosted his own radio show AM 1440. A father and son in Elmore County were involved in a vehicle pursuit and jumped off a bridge to escape police. One was severely injured. The other has been arrested. We are working to gather more details from authorities. Police continue to investigate an early morning New Year's Day crash that claimed three lives and injured one person. State troopers say three people in their 20s were killed after the car they were in left the road, hit a tree, and overturned. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A significant Gulf storm system will be drenching parts of Alabama through tonight and tomorrow. Brush showers and a few thunderstorms become likely tonight and tomorrow. High temperature tomorrow in the upper 60s. The risk of showers will start to diminish on Friday night. Then it turns much colder Saturday behind the front. In fact, Saturday's high around 51 will seem much colder because of the wind, and we're down to freezing on Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
gets old. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. In fact, this morning, because we looked it up, Moni, as in Moni Moni.
Tom and Jamie and Sean Dale.
Yeah, and it was inspired when they were in Manhattan, and they saw the Mutual of New York flashing, and that inspired Moni. The song. the stories behind some of the things that happened.
Like Eric Burden, Spill the Wine. I mean, all those have really cool stories behind them.
Spill the Wine, Spill the Wine, Spill the Wine, Spill the Wine. Yeah, did we ever forget what that was about?
He spilled wine on the console.
Ah.
Not that that would ever happen here or anything.
No. Hey, well, let's look at the bright side. If we make it to, I think, July or August of this year, and I don't spill anything and destroy the board, it'll be 10 years since I last did that stupid thing.
Really? Wow. That's cause for celebration.
Yes. Yeah, it sure is.
Party.
Does anybody know, you know, and you become even more cognizant of this kind of stuff when something like today happens, all of a sudden I get this really weird pain, lower back, right above the hip, and I'd like to know,
on your right side,
which organ is near there? Do I have kidney stones? Did something flare up? Is this an ominous sign?
You're not wearing your holster, are you? That could
no.
be it. That's good.
I will be soon, though. I will be soon. One of my resolutions for 2020 or 2020, I keep going back and forth on that, is I'm going to use my pistol.
Good. Everybody needs to.
Yes.
Practice. Practice cleaning it. Practice shooting it. Gun control is hitting what you aim at. That's gun control.
It's, you know, I cannot believe that we are seeing the lunacy on the internet, given what happened with that church shooting.
Yeah.
Legitimate concealed carry people stood up and took that guy out in 2 minutes. Yet, Joe Biden says that's irrational. No, what's irrational, Joe, is 200 or 300 people sitting there totally helpless when somebody with evil intentions comes in and starts shooting up the place to just let them have it because we got to have gun control. They're out of their minds.
They are.
One state that needs to be watched is Virginia.
Yes, sir.
Those imbeciles voted an all-Democrat. They got Governor Blackface, Attorney General Blackface, and Lieutenant Governor Rapist.
Yeah, exactly.
With a Democratic Senate and legislature, and they're already talking about how they're going to force people to give up their arms. Bad idea, but you know what? Part of me is just pissed that Virginia voted for this travesty.
Well, my brother-in-law and sister are here from Virginia, and I was talking to him. Well, actually, he brought it up. We were talking about that, and he said, well, They did not expect the pushback that they got from the people, and now Governor Blackface is backing down because they were blown away by the number of people. And, you know, there's going to be a rally on the 20th of this month. I'm going up there.
Well, here's the thing. If the Democrat, and they've made it known, you know, they want to confiscate guns.
Yeah, they don't keep it a secret anymore.
So what was it, 83 or 113? I forget how many counties and cities passed sanctuary gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you wouldn't have to do that if you didn't vote for those jerks to begin with. When are you going to learn? By the way, in the good news, I should actually play.
Yeah, this is happy hour.
Yeah, in good news, and where's that thing? I want to make it official.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
Oh, yeah, that,
yeah, that.
Deep blue states like California and New York are hemorrhaging citizens, and California and New York are bound to lose at least one, maybe more, congressional seats to states that have added population.
Florida.
And one of the districts that's up for grabs is AOC.
What do you say to those that criticize them pulling out that, you know, the district now is going to lose 25,000 jobs that could have come there?
Well, one of those things is, A, we were subsidizing those jobs. So for the city was paying for those jobs.
Shut up.
Yeah, please.
Economic ignoramus, first-class bartender. But we should all kowtow casinos. The world's going to end in 10 years and all this other stuff. Again, what were you thinking, New York? Of course, that was kind of a weird election. There was low turnout. You had the Crowley, the incumbent, who thought his reelection was automatic, and along comes the big mouth.
Well, she was well funded.
Yeah, but I would love it if they redistricted her yes. out of Congress.
Well, Florida's supposed to.
In fact, there's already word she may run against Schumer, primary Schumer.
Wow.
Then we'll find out just how stupid New York State's
got. You better believe it.
Let's give a big war hawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Well, howdy. Maybe AOC can get her job as a bartender back after she gets booted out of Congress.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Anyway, those people in Virginia, it ain't fitting. It just ain't fitting.
Ain't fitting.
That's what's going down. But I saw that video. That dude took down the shooter in 6 seconds.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well trained, and he had a SIG, so he was
And
ready.
Let me tell you, there are thousands of people that saw that video.
Mm-hmm.
That video is a testament to someone knowing how to use a gun, being trained to use it properly, and using it at the proper time.
You better believe it. Well said.
And the guy that did it talks about, hey, you know, I never wanted to kill a person. I never wanted to have to take someone out, but I'm very glad I was at the right place at the right time. Save a whole bunch of people.
Okay. Yep.
That's what he did.
Yep.
That's what he did. If nobody else there had a gun, that guy would have just kept firing and shooting, and it would have been like shooting ducks in a pond.
Yep, he had a shotgun, so it was easy pickings.
And we all know that the murder rates, you know, the state with the most mass shootings last year was California, with the toughest gun laws. And the city with the most mass shootings was Chicago, where the laws are even tougher within the city limits than they are in
because
California.
Because, Greg, believe it or not, what they don't seem to grasp is criminals don't obey the law.
Yeah.
They just can't seem to pick that up.
Well, that's part of their voting base, too.
Yeah,
you
surprise,
don't want to piss off the criminals.
Surprise, surprise. Right. Yeah. So is New York going to now pass anti-machete laws that do to attack the Jewish people with a machete?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that today, Mr. Thespian, mm-hmm. because... It's like, well, now, a butter knife, is that considered an assault knife, or is one with a really sharp blade considered an assault knife?
Cause, you know, you can kill somebody with a pencil.
Yep.
So we're going to start outlawing pencils. You can kill somebody with a 2x4. Or we're going to outlaw 2x4. I mean, it gets ridiculous.
We should outlaw Democrats. They're killing people.
There you go. There you go.
I know. Anyway, okay, on another note, I'm really glad the buttery one told you he would like you to stop smoking. They've already got Easter candy out some places. Yes, I know we just got through with Christmas, but they've got Easter candy out, so that's what you need to do. Get you a stock of those Cadbury eggs and be ready. When you get that craving for a cig, just grab an egg and just...
So I quit smoking, and I gain 100 pounds, and then I die of a heart attack.
Yeah. Can't win for losing here, buddy.
Yeah.
I know. Hey, we love you. We're really glad you're back. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Catch you on the rebound.
Here's a big war. Sometimes I wonder if somebody that's driving through town and puts this radio station on, they hear this.
Yes, the Zoo Channel.
What does that mean? What is a big warhawk welcome? All right, we've got the clip with Mark's appearance with JT and Leanne. We're going to play a little of that after this next break. Kaiser Fine Furniture, an awesome business. That was one of my 2019 revelations. Speaking of which, we're going to have 10 insane, completely irrational things Americans believe as we enter this decade. That's coming up a little bit later this afternoon.
Decade.
Got a whole bunch of things that are well-timed for the transition from one decade to another and one year to another. But I digress there. Kaiser Fine Furniture, that's where we bought. I spent a lot of time in it during the Christmas and New Year celebrations that we hosted at our house in the recliner. We had a budget, $400. We wanted something that was plush and comfortable, that not only rocked and had a footrest, but this one, we got a little bit of a bonus. It swivels.
Wow.
And it rocks, too. So
rocks.
It does everything you could possibly want a comfortable chair to do. And it's been approved by Mange DeWeeny and Briscoe. Mr. Gub, 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 Gub. Catch them sleeping in it once in a while, which is just fine with me. So two things. One, unbelievable selection. Stella's our contact person there. Let them know what you want to see and what budget you're working with. You can get, by the way, a Synchrony account for qualified customers at Kaiser Fine Furniture and pay zero for a year and a half, which is a great deal. Maybe do a little more than you plan because you're not paying some ridiculous interest rate on it. And they deliver, and you only pay 8.25% sales tax there. They're just beyond the 10% tentacles of Montgomery. So when you need something for your home, a single piece or a full room of furniture, shop Wiser by Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. At 347, we'll be right back.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It is 3:49. In case you hadn't heard, our friend Mark Montiel passed away suddenly today at the age of 62. It was a shocker. Got this news just before the morning show was ending. And just a week ago, Monday, I had gotten to South Florida and gotten a recap on JT and Leanne, who were, I'm so grateful they were here to fill in. We'll have news on them, by the way, later. There's something really cool happening for those two. Two people who I just absolutely love. I knew they would do a great job. I was pleased, though, to see that Mark Montiel had come in to sit with them. And that's because I like that. I like when healing takes place. And he got to come back to the studio where he scared the crap out of some really bad politicians. If you were doing something you shouldn't as a public servant, he'd call you out. And sometimes they'd come in and I don't think they knew what they were going to be in for, because he was even though the guy he was interviewing deserved it, I would still sometimes squirm because he was tough. But
good.
Real life teddy bear. I mean, it's nice. I told you that story about how he just called me out of the blue one day to see how I was doing. And I really appreciated that. That's Mark. So I'm going to play a little segment from their visit on the show a week ago Monday, Mark Montiel with JT and Leanne.
On your Monday.
Ooh, the first hour's down, babe.
JT and Leanne in for the irreplaceable Greg Budell. Trying to hold down the fort while he's gone.
Keep talking. That was good. I'm impressed. That was so good.
Well, quite frankly, I'm out of Christmas music because I can't find the rest. So I'm like, hey, Beyonce, irreplaceable. That works.
I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, in studio with us here this afternoon, a good friend of mine who knows us from way back when. Long time ago, our good friend Mark Montiel. Welcome to the show.
How are you
good afternoon. And I was up here one time. I don't know if y'all knew that.
Yes, we knew that. Yes.
I saw Rick on the way in. Mm-hmm. You know, you can tell who owns the company. He's at work today.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Absolutely. And that's one of the cool things about local radio is your owner is right here. You know, and that's what Blue Water Broadcasting is local radio.
Exactly.
Where everybody knows everybody. It's not some stiffs and another town, another state.
We're not a slave to Wall Street.
That's right.
We're all about Main Street.
That's right.
And he called y'all kids, too. He said, be good to the kids up there. You know, so, anytime you can be called a kid.
Hey, I'll take it.
I think we're some of the youngest ones in the building, so hey, you know.
I do think so.
I told him, I said, we're not going anywhere, and we plan on being around for a little while. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we are.
Miss Greg, the Iron Man of radio. Nobody does it as much live radio as he does, in the country.
A great job. He really does. Yeah, I'm glad he's on vacation chilling.
Yes, he needs a break, and we are so honored to be filling in for him. And so when I got to thinking about what will we do, what could we talk about, who could we bring in, one of the first names, no kidding, that popped up in my head was Mark Montiel.
He said, oh, he'll come in and talk.
Were you in trouble or something?
I do not need to retain your services right now, so that's good.
Thank goodness.
But for a long time, for years, Mark worked right across the hall from us, and we just became good friends, and you're a very smart guy, you're a knowledgeable guy. You know what's going on behind the Iron Curtain here in Montgomery. So how you been?
I've been fine. Just working all the time. But y'all are two of my dearest friends. But you do become friends with the people on the air on different stations.
Sure.
When you come in, we come in the morning, they were already at work. So they've been there. And JT, you say, I want Mark Montiel hours. You always leaving early. Rosie, you get this, don't you?
I mean,
I kind of left and went to another job. But I've been doing fine. Was working on a case today. Won't comment on it, but it got worked out.
Well,
so
good.
That's good news for the people involved.
Yes, absolutely. And I love seeing your Facebook posts about your puppies and your grandbabies. And
I think that's another thing that I really enjoy talking to you about and admire is that you are so into your grandkids, your pets. I'm like, man, that's me and Leanne. That's our life. That's our life, you know?
Well, it's life in general.
That's right.
And you had on one of my favorite people a few moments ago, my life coach, too. Mm-hmm. And that's how y'all met her, you know? But Boo Archer is a delight and somebody that saved my own life, so to speak.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, helped me understand things and deal with things I need to deal with at what I call a life storm in life, but I can't complain. Life is good, and I'm a happy man.
So how is your daughter?
She is at LSU.
Nice.
She's in her third year. She got elected officer in the Tri-Delta sorority, and she's on her made straight A's this semester. She interned in Washington, got the job on her own last summer for Bradley Byrne, and she's putting in for some this summer. So interned for John McMillan in Montgomery in the treasurer's office. So she's on her way, but she's doing very well.
Wonderful.
I have others. You know, I have older daughter Frazier, who's a mother here in town. Mm-hmm. She's a teacher at the Academy, and she's the mother of two of my grandkids, and then Mark is a lawyer in New Orleans. And,
I've
seen you've spent a lot of time in New Orleans lately. Leanne and I were just there like 2 weeks
enough.
Ago.
It's
a fun place. My goodness. Bourbon Street is always just...
Well, that's its own entity,
But New Orleans has a lot of history.
It really does.
I mean, just a beautiful city, even if you don't go to Bourbon Street.
And one thing I never thought I was going to enjoy, but last time we went to New Orleans, we did. Leanne talked me into going to a cooking class.
I saw those.
To learn how to, like, really cook, like, Cajun style. Like, Louisiana Cajun style.
Can you make
some
gumbo now?
Yes, he can.
I don't know if I can do the roux. The roux was complicated.
Yeah, that's
the whole project.
I can boil,
peel, and add the shrimp. That's what I can do.
Okay.
And a little dash of seasoning.
So I have the roux duty, huh?
But let me tell you about this. We went to this class, and it was in somebody's, like, home business kitchen, and there was, like, a dozen people in the class, and we spent from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 6 o'clock preparing shrimp etouffee.
And drinking wine the whole time.
Seafood gumbo, of course, drinking wine the whole time. Hello.
Yeah.
Key lime pie.
Oh, yeah. The key lime pie was...
From scratch. I mean, everything from scratch.
So how much of it have you made since you got home?
So I am going out of my comfort zone.
Funny you should ask, Mark.
For Christmas, I am going to attempt to make the key lime pie from scratch.
You'll make a mess all over the kitchen. Get ready.
Oh, I know.
We're going to have a backup.
Clean it up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're going to have a Winn-Dixie pie as backup. That's right.
is the backup. Yes, definitely.
Well, so now y'all are cooks to go with all of your careers. You got radio shows going again up here at Blue Water. Filling in for Greg.
It takes two of us to fill in for Greg.
It really does. Trust me.
At least two. Rosie's here, too.
Yes. We couldn't do it without Rosie.
I answer the phones.
And you're doing a great job. Yeah, by the way, thank you.
But life is just good for all of us.
It really is.
I'm going to end it there because that's what we all really need. It took me a long time to learn how to adopt or embrace that approach because of all my self-inflicted miseries.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
But but when you get your butt kicked an adequate number of times, it eventually does sink in.
It takes a while, yeah.
On this Thursday, and we will remember Mark Montiel again a little bit later in the show, we do have with us the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, who no doubt made many Christmases special.
It's been a good Christmas season. It's been a good year for us. We've had a really good year. So thank you, Greg, for being our spokesperson. I had a lot to do with it.
Well, you're one of the easiest people to talk about, my goodness.
Well, you know, Blue Water, we spent money. We've done billboards. We've spent money probably radio station, every TV station in this city. But Blue Water has given us the best results. Really, I mean, we track our dollars. We have to.
Yeah.
Because we're small and every dollar counts. And we track it all. And our girl that does the finance, she always asks, how did you hear about us? 9 times out of 10, they will say, radio, Blue Water.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I like hearing that.
It's a big
that.
Deal. Yeah. And, you know, we hired this guy, Greg Budell, I think is his name. He's our spokesperson. Yeah, he.
I heard he sucks, but it's your money.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, we had a great year. We still got a few small machines left. You know, if your next-door neighbor's kid got a dirt bike, you know, your kid's going to be sitting there watching his kid ride going, Daddy?
Yeah.
We'll come to Adams Motorsports. We'll get you fixed up. We got all this stuff. We got Kawasaki small bikes, Suzuki small bikes. When it comes to side-by-side UTVs, we sell the best. We sell Polaris and Kawasaki. Kawasaki started this whole side-by-side thing. It was started by Kawasaki back in the 70s with the Mule, Mobile Utility Light Equipment. It's an acronym, and they started it. Just like jet skis, they started jet skis. Kawasaki's an innovator. All kind of new stuff. Everything is on sale right now. We got huge rebates, special low interest rates, all kind of plans going on. You can see Kayla. She's our finance lady. She can take care of that for you. You can go online at adamsmotorsports.com, look at all our pre-owned stuff, and look at all, you know, all the different finance rates, all the different plans we have. We're ready.
With one of the best service departments to support your purchase.
Absolutely.
Just here, but in the country.
That's true. And Jimmy Duke has been rated by Suzuki as the number one technician in America.
Can't go wrong. Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. Get that credit app started at adamsmotorsports.com and see.